Okay, we are in the beginning of Simen Reish Nun Gimel. We're still in the introduction of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that there's a number of concepts we have to understand. The first concept is Shehiya, leaving something on the stove from before Shabbos. And the second concept is chazara, returning something back onto the stove that you've taken off on Shabbos, and you're putting it back on the stove. Okay, then there was another machlokes we brought between Hanani and the Rabbanan. Hanani holds that if an item was cooked, like machal ben jusoy, which is a third or one half cooked, okay, you're allowed to keep it on the oven before Shabbos, on the stove, even if the stove has not been cleaned out from the coals. You don't have to worry, or covered up, etc. We're not concerned you're going to stoke it because it's already edible under difficult circumstances. The Chachamim hold that it's prohibited unless it's totally cleaned out, unless it's fully cooked and further cooking will make it bad for it. Okay, so there is some piskei tshuva on this part, right here, on this part. First of all, there's a whole discussion in the later rabbis as to what's the category, the amount of machal ben jusoy. That's one thing that has to be discussed. What does it mean that your hand is another term he's going to come to? Your hand's going to be scorched by it, and many times it discusses that the yad soledes bo, where the hand is recoils, versus yad nichves bo, where the hand gets scorched. So what's the what's the deal over there? So one of the svarim, one of the achvarim, wrote very well that we really don't know the specific boundaries of the yad soledes bo, that the hand recoils, and what is the exact measurement of machal ben jusoy. What does it mean that something is precisely cooked a third and similarly? And therefore we have to be going strict under all circumstances, till any doubt is removed from our heart. So he says that the regarding halacha, regarding the shear of yad soledes bo, where the hand recoils, he says, until 40 degrees Celsius, you certainly don't have to worry about something being considered yad soledes bo. So what's that Fahrenheit? 40 times 30 by 9. 40 times 9 is 360. Divided by 5 is 72. Plus 32 is 104. So we can just put that down. So until 104 Fahrenheit, you're for sure not yad soledes bo. That certain degree of heat that you don't want it to reach that level. Okay, now if it goes until 45 degrees, and even if you want to go till 45, you have on whom to rely on. It's still not yad soledes bo. That's about 113. So you take 9 times 5 is 45. That's 9. So it's 113. You have on whom to rely on for that as well. That's Minchas Yitzchak, Minchas Shlomo, others. Okay? But beyond that, you have to be concerned that you're going to reach the seer of Yad Soledes Bo. So that's to be strict. Now, it goes both ways. Sometimes Yad Soledes Bo is a leniency. But he says to be lenient, when you want to be lenient, then we have to go strict the other way. So then you have to worry till you get to 71 degrees Celsius. So that's a heck of a lot more. That's whatever, another 100 degrees or so. Okay. So somebody else writes, he checks, there's others who checked out, and says like this, as long as you can hold something in your hands, that it's warm thing, but it feels pleasant, and you want to leave it in your hands as long as you want, okay, which has to be less than 44 degrees, right? That's not in the getter of Yad Soledes Bo. Okay, now so you can hold something. Well, you're 98.6. If you can hold something, it feels good. It's a degree of warmth. That's comfortable. But if you don't feel pleasant from the heat, even though you could hold it longer, then you know you've hit 45 degrees, 113. Okay, so that's the general rule of thumb. I guess maybe some people have thicker skin than others. But the general rule, if you get to hold on to it, and you're okay with it, then that's okay. Then you have not reached Yad Soledes. But once it's you figure, well, I could hold it, but it's not pleasant, then you have Yad Soledes. And certainly, if you can't hold it for more than a second, because then you already hit 47 degrees Fahrenheit. Celsius. And if the heat is so much, you can't even leave it on your hands at all, not even for a couple seconds, and you know you're at 55. And that is considered a shear called Yad Nichves Bo, which is more your hand gets scorched, not recoils, but scorched. Okay, that's regarding that shear of Yad Soledes Bo and Yad Nichves Bo. Regarding the shear of Machol Ben Drusoy, that it's been cooked to the level of Ben Drusoy, Kerne Chazon Ish, we measure. So the question is, how long has it been cooking? It's not how high the temperatures, how long has it been cooking? So we measure from the time that the food has reached the shear of Yad Soledes Bo. It's cooked, and now the food is too hot to touch. So we go, the amount that the item usually has to be served properly. Let's say that chicken that you estimate it takes it to cook an hour from the time it reaches Yad Soledes Bo, then half of that time is the shear of Ben Drusoy. So if that's what it's the normal time to cook the food, and this is the way it is cooked, served after so many minutes, half of that is Machol Ben Drusoy. In a press situation, it could be a third of an hour, which would be the third cooked. Lamaisa, we can't deny the fact, because many times we don't have the precise amount with the precise time when the item is cooked properly, and we usually give a little bit more time. And also in practice we see there's certain foods that the main softness comes at the end of the cooking.
Yeah, he's assuming it's a linear.
That's right, it's not linear. Dark, yeah. And therefore the first half, even the first full half hour of the hour, it's not soft at all. Therefore, it's difficult to estimate the time of this cooking, and we have to go on the quality of the cooking. And anything that can be eaten under a press situation, you can assume it has reached Machol Ben Drusoy. In other words, if you could eat it, you know, let's say a steak, you have medium, well done, and rare. So I don't know the difference in the time. You have to go to culinary school to tell us the difference in the time. But if you can, oh, I could eat it if I had to, then you know you've reached Machol Ben Drusoy. Now, the last one he wants to define is the term we had, mitstamek veralo. Means say it shrinks, as it were, and it's bad. Then it gets to the point of the cooking, or makes it worse. It's fully cooked, and then there's, if you're cooking more, it's just bad. So that's even if the shrinkage, whatever, is good for it, But the person feels bad that it's getting to that point, which shrinking or whatever, because you're having more people at the table and you're not liking that the roast is getting smaller as it's cooking. You know, it could be it's yeah, okay, you know, cook a roast, right? After whatever, 2 or 3 hours, it's fine. Then it gets to the point the roast shrinks more, and then you're looking at how many guests you're going to have to serve. That's okay. It's not going to help it. But
thank you.
I think today I just got to see a doctor. I've been stubborn till now, but it's doesn't want to go away. So let's say your volume is losing, and you're not happy. And the way your nature is, it's harder to eat it when it's cooked longer, and it's really sometimes the dish itself is not good the longer it's cooked, and it loses its taste. It's all part of that idea, where further cooking does not enhance it. And even if, let's say, further cooking doesn't damage it, but it loses its amount. And no goal in that. Okay, let's say water. Let's say water. The more you cook it, you know, it's not going to really make a difference, right? Is water going to get worse if you cook it more?
No, it diminishes. That's all.
Yeah.
It evaporates.
So that's also considered mean stomach rallo. In other words, no further cooking is making it any better at all. Right, so that's this idea of fully cooked, because that's an important term we have to keep going back and forth. Now, what if you have a pot with many different dish items in it, and some of them get worse and some of them get better? Some things, the longer you cook it, the better it gets, and some things, the longer you cook it, the worse it gets. It's all mixed up in one pot, like a chillin' pot or something. We go after the majority. But regarding machel ben drusoy, as long as there's anything that has not yet reached that shear, even if it's a little bit, you have to be questionable if you can continue to use that. Because it could maybe mean the whole pot hasn't really reached the shear of machel ben drusoy. And remember, the concern is you're going to stoke the coals, and you're going to try to make it cook further. So that will make a difference as well. All right, so that's a little bit of his introductory comments. We'll go back now to the still in the introduction of the Mishnah Berurah.
Yep.
All right, so we have this machlokes, Chananya and the Rabbanan, where Chananya says if it's one-third cooked, you can leave it on the stove and you don't have to have moved out the coals and cleaned it out. The Chachamim say no. If it's not cleaned out, it has to be completely cooked, and further stoking would make things worse, or at least we're saying no better. And in other words, there's no motivation to turn up the fire. Now, the introduction continued. Ubereish Perik Kira, in the beginning of the chapter called Kira, Masech HaShabbat, Snan, we learned in the Mishnah, Kira Shehi Siku, etc., a stove that you have fired up, you made a fire with it, with straw or things like that, which do not create coals, right? So let's say you have a fire, but there's nothing to stoke. Some materials produce coals, and then you have something to stoke. But this is something you can't make the fire any bigger because it doesn't. The byproduct is not going to be called coals. It's that. That's what Mishnah says. There's a lot in between the lines. You can put a food on there. There's no concern. But if you fire it up with begefes ubeitzim type of wood, I'm not sure what gefes is, but it produces
olive
coals.
Refuse.
What?
Olive refuse.
Okay, olive refuse or wood that produces coals. Then lo yitain, you cannot put the pot on it because you may stoke the coals. Ad shi yigrof. Until you clean out the coals, or unless you put some sand over the coals to diminish the heat. That's what the Mishnah says. Umi boy lashas, Gemara there has a question. Hai lo yitain detnan, that which it says you may not put food there, right? Ratzel Leimer, does it mean lo yashet? Does it mean you don't leave it before Shabbos? That's the word of the Mishnah is not clear. So you don't put it. Does it mean does you don't put it before Shabbos? And that's a question of Shehiya. Elin came gorifakatum, unless you've cleaned out the coals, then it's going to asik rabbanan, the Chananya. It's going to go like the rabbis who argue with Chananya. Or it says you don't return it. You took it off, and now you're putting it back. But to leave it on before, it's okay. Even though it's not cleaned out, and then the Mishnah is going to go like Chananya. Like Chananya. That's a good, in other words, trying to say, who was writing the Machlokas? Was it Chananya, the Rabbanan? Is there proof in this Mishnah? Warren's not sure. And below Ifshita Haibaya, and the Shiloh was not resolved in the Gemara. So Gemara did not resolve who the victor in this Machlokas between Chananya and the Rabbanan was. Is is Machl ben Jusoy enough? Is a third enough to keep it on or not? So we had no resolution. Now we go to the Poskim. Upasko Harif Varambam, the Rif and the Rambam, two out of the big three, Vahom de Mishito say, and others who agree with their opinion, Shalishos Tnan, it's speaking about keeping it there from before Shabbos, Ukarabona de Chananya, and they passing like the rabbis against Chananya, that it's got to be fully cooked. Da'afilu Lishos, even to let it stay before Shabbos, Be'inan, you need an agave grufa ketumah. If it's not fully cooked, you'd have to have cleared out the coals, covered up the coals. You can't use them anymore.
So that wouldn't cook anymore anyway.
Well, it can cook. It's hot. The stove is hot.
And once you clean the coals out,
no, it's still hot for a while. If you cover up the coals, it's still hot. You cover it up, or even it does stay hot for a while. Because the walls are hot. It stays hot for a while. But Tosfos, Pasku, they hold the other way. That the Mishnah is speaking, Lahachzer Tznan. It's talking about if you want to return it back. Avalishos, but to leave it, Mutter, it's allowed. I feel Al Eina Grufa, Shinispash, Kamachal Ben Jusoy, Kilchananya. Holding like Chananya. That even if the coals were not removed, if it's at least cooked a third, like Chananya, that's okay. So Machlokes, the Rishonim on this. Why do we need to know all this? Well, he's going to tell you. Vehena shtei deos shehuva b'shulchan aruch v'simen zed. This is going to be the two opinions that the Shulchan Aruch is going to bring in the upcoming halach. Das Rishona, the first opinion that the Shulchan Aruch is going to bring, who das harif harambam, is the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam, that say you may not leave it on the stove even before Shabbos if the coals have not been removed and it's not fully cooked. Vayesh Omer, but the others say opinion that the Shulchan brings, bring Shehevi Machaber, Basof Sif Alf, the other Sif Alf, who das Rashi Vitosus. It's the opinion of Rashi and Tosfos, who allow to keep it if it's not, the coals aren't removed, as long as it's reached the status of one third. Yeah, you can close both of them, I think. Zeu Mashabi Arno Big Sarah, this is what we explained briefly. Umiyata na nova lavaris divir Shulchan Aruch, Besus Hashem. Now we're going to explain the words of the Shulchan Aruch with Hashem's help. Okay, Sif Aleph. Now let's see where the next piece of the Jew is going to be. Okay. All right. Kira Aleph, Kira Shehi. Shasuya Kikidera. A Kira is a stove that's made like a Kidera, that's made like a pot. Alright, what does that mean? It's made like a pot. Vishov Sinas Pia Kidera, you put on top of the mouth of that oven a pot, Lamal on top. Vieshbo Mokom Shvisas Shte Kideras. And there's the place to put two pots on that. There's room to put two pots on that. Once a little, one second. Yep. and therefore the heat isn't protected so well. In other words, it says they had open stoves. Here's the picture. Something like this. An open stove. Now they put the stove in. I mean, you could put the pot on the top. But anyway, the question is, how wide is it open on the top? So if it's wide enough for two pots, that means a lot of heat can escape. Okay. Let's go back to this picture. Okay. So that's called a kira. All right. So you can put you put the pots on top. There's room for two pots. So now, im husko begefes, if it has been heated with this olive refuse, shipsola shelzesim, it's the refuse of olives, oba etzim with wood. So now it's going to create coals. Then osir litein olel tafshel miba'od yom, you can't put food on it on Erev Shabbos. Lehashos, to let it sit on Shabbos, because we're afraid you're going to stoke the coals. Elim kain, unless nispashel kol tzarko, unless it's been fully cooked, and vehu mitstamek, it starts to shrink, and the shrinkage viralo, and it's bad. The person's not happy that it shrinks. So you can only put something on it if it is fully cooked. Oh, this is the better picture here. See?
Okay, so it has a grill on top. I was wondering how they put it in the opening. Yeah, it has a...
All right, but there's room for two.
But it's open.
Yeah. But it's open on the top. See, they didn't invent burners yet. So you had to just keep the hole open. And that way you can keep it up and you can still cook it. Okay. Where's the rest of the Shulchan Aruch? Okay. Deleka, therefore, since that would make it worse, Deleka lamechash shemi yachate. There's no reason to be concerned that perhaps you'll stoke the coals. Or, that's one situation. Or shahayachai. You put it raw on top of the stove right before Shabbos. Shana special klal. It wasn't cooked at all. The kaven shahu. Meisich daita b'menu ad l'mocher. Since he is going to be distracted from it until the next day, because there's no way it's going to be ready for Friday night meal.
So this will cook over Shabbos
for the next day. There's no way you're going to
get to it.
It's not going to be ready for dinner.
Yeah.
So he forgets about it. And in the morning, it's going to be fully cooked. I mean, no issues with that. Right? He disregards it. Chol alayla, the entire night. Yachol lehis bashel below chitui. And it can be cooked without any stoking of the coals. So that's okay. So either it's fully cooked or not cooked. Avoni special ktsas. But if it's cooked a little bit, avoni special cold sarko, but not fully cooked. Vafil even ni special cold sarko, even if it's fully cooked. Vahu meets stomach viofalo, and it shrinks, and it's still better. It's better if it cooks longer. Chayshida, we're concerned. Shema yachata, maybe you'll stoke the coals. For usur lashosola, and you can't keep the pot on it from before Shabbos. Elim kain, unless goraf, you did goraf, which means dinah shahotzi b'menu kol kolim. You removed all the coals from the stove, so there's nothing to worry about. Oh, katam. What's katam mean? Dinah shakisa gacholim be'efer lamat humam. You've covered the coals with sand to reduce the heat, then you're revealing to yourself that you're not going to make the heat any bigger because you're making it smaller. Okay? And also, let's add, and even a pot that has many cooked dishes in it, but part of the food in the pot, vimnosam bochaticha chaya, what if the food is not totally ready, but now you put a raw piece of food in there, in that pot mixture? mutter. That's okay to leave it now. Because ki'ilo ha'isa kulacha, it's like the whole thing's raw. Deidekach, because thereby, mesiach taitamina, he distracts himself from it. And therefore, v'afilo ena grufa, even if he did not clean out the coals, ukaduma, or covered up the coals, mutter lishmachla, you can rely on that. To leave it on before Shabbos. Mutar lismachla, you may keep it next to it.
No, that's the next part.
No, so why doesn't he say a period?
He says you leave it alone because there's something wrong in it, even though.
Yeah, I mean, period. But mutar lismachla is the next thing. 1 second. Still not finished. Mutar lishmach lo kedera besamach chutzalah. You're allowed to put it next to the stove. But I understand it's one clause, one sentence. In mine, it's with a comma. It's not a period.
He's saying where the stove wasn't, you didn't remove the coals or cover them. It's okay to put.
Well, I think we have to. Okay, I think so. We have to make a stop earlier.
Yeah. But the raw meat is just okay to leave it.
Okay.
But not on the stove next to the stove.
Mutar kilu haisikula chaya.
Dal yedei
kach. Yes. Mesiach taito mimenu. Period. Okay, that's where I have to put the stop. One second. Period. Okay, so maybe that's a good place to stop in terms of. Well, no, it's a little bit more. So now, it's the next case. Vafila ena grufa. Okay, again, even if you did not remove the coals, that's the next case.
Yeah.
That's how I have to learn it. Next case. Now, let's say it's not, and you didn't remove the coals. Mutar lismachla. Now you could put a pot next to kedera b'samachusav. You could put a pot next to the oven, outside of the oven, which is this picture.
Okay. So it's radiating here. Yeah. It's not right on.
Yeah. So then, even if it's not grufa ketuma, you could do that. All right. Ve'im hasaka bekash. But what if you burnt the oven with straw, or bigvava, or also the residue, the leftover stuff from the field that you collected, mutar lisho saleh, you may leave it on top. Afilu ain't a low grufa ketuma, even if it's not grufa ketuma, because it doesn't create any coals, and you don't have to worry about any of that happening. All right, we'll stop here, and then tomorrow we'll start doing the Mishabura and all that.